1. What is functional programming in Java? Functional programming in Java is a programming paradigm that treats computation as the evaluation of mathematical functions and avoids changing state or mutable data. Java supports functional programming through features like lambda expressions, streams, and functional interfaces. 2. What are lambda expressions in Java? Lambda expressions are a feature in Java introduced in Java 8, allowing you to express instances of functional interfaces, interfaces with a single abstract method, in a more concise and readable way. The syntax of a lambda expression is parameters dash expression. 3. What is a functional interface in Java? A functional interface is an interface that contains exactly one abstract method, and it can have multiple default or static methods. These interfaces are used as the target types for lambda expressions and method references in Java. 4. How do you use the Stream API in Java? The Stream API in Java allows you to process sequences of elements, like collections, in a functional style. You can use methods like map, filter, reduce, collect, etc., to process elements in a pipeline fashion. 5. What is the difference between map and flatmap in Java streams? The map function transforms each element of the stream into another element, while flatmap is used to flatten nested structures like lists within lists, transforming each element of the stream into a stream and then flattening them into a single stream. 6. What is the purpose of the optional class in Java? The optional class is used to represent a value that may or may not be present. It is often used to avoid null pointer exceptions and provide a way to handle missing values more functionally, using methods like ifPresent, map, and or else. 7. How do you use method references in Java? Method references in Java provide a shorthand way of writing lambda expressions that call a specific method. The syntax for method references is class name, method name, and it can be used in place of lambda expressions where a method is directly invoked. 8. What is the reduce function in Java streams? The reduce function in Java streams is used to combine elements of the stream into a single result, typically by performing some kind of aggregation or accumulation operation, such as sum, multiplication, etc. 9. How do you filter elements in a stream in Java? You can filter elements in a stream using the filter method, which takes a predicate as an argument. It returns a new stream that only contains the elements that match the predicate. 10. What are the key benefits of functional programming in Java? The key benefits of functional programming in Java include improved readability, less boilerplate code, easier parallelism, more declarative code, and better handling of side effects. It also promotes immutability and safer handling of state. 11. What is a higher order function in Java? A higher order function is a function that takes one or more functions as parameters, returns a function as a result, or both. Java's functional interfaces, lambda expressions, and method references allow for higher order functions. 12. How does immutability work in functional programming in Java? In functional programming, immutability refers to the idea that objects cannot be modified after they are created. In Java, this can be achieved by using final variables, making fields of objects final, and returning new objects rather than modifying existing ones. 13. What is the difference between collect and to list in Java streams? Collect is a terminal operation that transforms the elements of the stream into a different form, such as a collection. To list is a collector that collects the stream elements into a list. While to list is a specific collector, collect is more general and can be used with any collector. 14. What does the peak method do in Java streams? The peak method in Java streams is an intermediate operation that allows you to see the elements of the stream as they are processed. It is mainly used for debugging purposes or logging, as it does not modify the stream. 15. What are default methods in Java interfaces? Default methods are methods and interfaces that have a body. They allow interfaces to provide default implementations of methods, which helps maintain backward compatibility when new methods are added to interfaces. 16. How does Java handle side effects in functional programming? In functional programming, side effects are discouraged. Java handles side effects by encouraging immutability, stateless functions, and the use of pure functions, which don't change any state outside of their scope or rely on external state. 17. How can you create a stream from an array in Java? You can create a stream from an array in Java using the arrays.stream method. This method returns a stream for the given array. 18. What is a unary operator in Java? A unary operator is a functional interface in Java that represents a function that takes one argument of a specific type and returns a result of the same type. It is a specialization of the function interface for cases where the input and output types are the same. 19. What is a bifunction in Java? A bifunction is a functional interface in Java that represents a function that takes two arguments of possibly different types and returns a result of another type. It is often used to combine or transform two input values into one output value. 20. How do you chain multiple operations in Java Streams? In Java Streams, multiple operations can be chained together to form a pipeline. The intermediate operations, such as map, filter, etc., are applied to the stream and the final result is produced by a terminal operation, like collect, or for each. Each operation returns a new stream. 21. What is a supplier in Java? A supplier is a functional interface in Java that represents a function that takes no arguments and returns a result. It is often used when you need to supply a value, but don't need to provide input data. 22. How can you use optional to handle null values in Java? Optional is a container object which may or may not contain a value. It is used to avoid null pointer exception. You can use methods like isPresent, ifPresent, or else, to handle values safely. 23. What is the reduce method in Java Streams? The reduce method in Java Streams is a terminal operation that combines the elements of a stream into a single result. It takes an associative binary operator and can be used to accumulate values, such as summing or multiplying numbers. 24. What is a stream in Java? A stream in Java is a sequence of elements supporting sequential and parallel aggregate operations. Streams are not data structures, but they provide a functional approach to processing data in a declarative manner. 25. How can you create an empty stream in Java? You can create an empty stream in Java using the stream.empty method. This returns an empty stream with no elements. 26. What is a consumer in Java? A consumer is a functional interface that represents a function that takes one argument and returns no result. It is commonly used to perform operations like printing, modifying, or logging data. 27. What does the map method do in Java Streams? The map method is an intermediate operation that transforms the elements of the stream by applying a function to each element. It produces a new stream consisting of the transformed elements. 28. What is the difference between filter and map in Java Streams? Filter is used to remove elements from the stream based on a condition, whereas map transforms the elements of the stream using a provided function. Filter returns a new stream with elements that match the condition, while map changes each element of the stream. 29. How do you handle parallel streams in Java? Parallel streams in Java are created by calling the parallel method on a stream. This allows operations on the stream to be executed concurrently, which can improve performance on large datasets. However, you should use parallel streams with caution, as they may not always improve performance due to overhead or issues with thread safety. 30. What is the significance of for each in Java Streams? The for each method is a terminal operation that performs an action for each element of the stream. It is typically used for operations like printing or logging the elements of the stream. It cannot be used after a terminal operation as it consumes the stream. 31. What is the flatmap method in Java Streams? The flatmap method is an intermediate operation that maps each element of the stream to another stream and flattens the resulting streams into a single stream. It is used when the transformation results in multiple elements per original element. 32. What is the difference between collect and to list in Java Streams? Collect is a terminal operation that transforms a stream into a different form, typically a collection. To list is a specific collector that collects the elements of the stream into a list. While collect is a more general operation, to list is a predefined collector for lists. 33. How can you find the maximum value in a stream in Java? To find the maximum value in a stream, you can use the max method with a comparator. This returns an optional that contains the maximum value, or is empty if the stream is empty. 34. What is method reference in Java, and how is it used with streams? A method reference in Java is a shorthand for lambda expressions that call a method. It is used to refer to a method of an object or class without executing it. In streams, method references can replace lambda expressions for invoking methods directly on elements of the stream. 35. What does the allmatch method do in Java Streams? The allmatch method is a short-circuiting terminal operation that checks if all elements in the stream satisfy a given predicate. It returns true if all elements match the predicate, or false otherwise. 36. How do you handle exceptions in lambda expressions in Java? Lambda expressions in Java do not allow checked exceptions directly. However, you can handle exceptions within a lambda by either catching them or using a custom wrapper method that handles the exception. 37. What is the for each ordered method in Java Streams? The for each ordered method is similar to for each, but it guarantees that the elements will be processed in the encounter order, even if the stream is processed in parallel. This is useful when the order of processing is important. 38. How can you convert a stream into an array in Java? To convert a stream into an array, you can use the toArray method. This method returns an array containing the elements of the stream. 39. What is the purpose of the peek method in Java Streams? The peak method is an intermediate operation that allows you to inspect the elements of the stream as they are processed. It is typically used for debugging or logging purposes. Note that it does not modify the elements of the stream. \40. What is tmap in Java streams? The tmap method is a collector in Java streams that allows you to transform the elements of the stream into a map. You need to provide a key and a value for the map. The method returns a map containing the elements of the stream. 41. How does the reduce method work in Java streams? The reduce method is a terminal operation that combines the elements of the stream using an associative accumulation function. It produces a single result based on the stream elements. 42. What is the purpose of the optional class in Java streams? The optional class is a container object which may or may not contain a value. It is used to avoid null pointer exception and to provide a way to handle missing values more gracefully. Many stream operations return optional objects. 43. What is the sorted method used for in Java streams? The sorted method is an intermediate operation in Java streams that returns a stream with the elements sorted according to their natural order or according to a provided comparator. 44. How do you handle multiple conditions using filter in Java streams? You can combine multiple conditions in the filter method using logical operators, and, etc., within a lambda expression. 45. How do you use the distinct method in Java streams? The distinct method is an intermediate operation that eliminates duplicate elements from the stream. 46. What is the anymatch method used for in Java streams? The anymatch method is a short-circuiting terminal operation that checks if any element in the stream matches a given predicate. It returns true if at least one element matches, otherwise false. 47. How can you check if a stream is empty in Java? You can check if a stream is empty using the findAny method combined with isPresent to see if any element is present in the stream. If no element is found, the stream is empty. 48. What is the difference between count and anymatch in Java streams? The count method returns the number of elements in the stream that match a given condition, while anymatch returns a Boolean value indicating whether at least one element matches the condition. 49. How do you chain multiple operations in Java streams? You can chain multiple operations in Java streams by calling stream methods consecutively. The stream is processed step by step in the order of method calls, and intermediate operations are lazily evaluated. 50. What is the purpose of the skip method in Java streams? The skip method is an intermediate operation that skips the first n elements of the stream and returns a new stream with the remaining elements. 51. What is the peak method in Java streams used for? The peak method is an intermediate operation that allows you to inspect the elements of the stream as they are processed. It is often used for debugging purposes and does not alter the stream. 52. What is the flatmap method in Java streams? The flatmap method is an intermediate operation that allows you to transform each element into a stream and then flatten the resulting streams into a single stream. 53. How do you handle multiple streams concurrently in Java? In Java, you can use the parallel method to enable parallel processing of streams, which can improve performance for large datasets. 54. What is the difference between map and flatmap in Java streams? The map method transforms each element of the stream into a new element, while flatmap transforms each element into a stream and then flattens the resulting streams into a single stream. 55. What is the collect method in Java streams? The collect method is a terminal operation that transforms the elements of a stream into a different form, such as a collection, e.g., list, set, map. It is typically used with collectors' utility methods. 56. How do you use the grouping by collector in Java streams? The grouping by collector is a convenient way to group elements of a stream based on a classifier function. It returns a map where the key is the result of applying the classifier function to each element. 57. What is the tmap collector used for in Java streams? 58. How do you handle null values in Java streams? 59. What does the findFirst method do in Java streams? 60. How do you perform an operation on each element in a stream without modifying the stream? 61. What is the reduce method in Java streams? The reduce method is a terminal operation that performs a reduction on the elements of the stream using an associative accumulation function. It produces a single result. 62. What is a supplier in Java functional interfaces? A supplier is a functional interface that represents a supplier of results. It does not take any arguments, but returns a result. 63. What is a consumer in Java functional interfaces? A consumer is a functional interface that represents an operation that takes a single input argument and returns no result. It is used to perform an action on an input. 64. How does the map to int method work in Java streams? The map-to-int method is an intermediate operation that converts a stream of objects to an int stream. It applies a function to each element and returns an integer value. 65. What is the anymatch method in Java streams? The anymatch method is a terminal operation that checks whether any elements in the stream satisfy the given predicate. It returns true if any element matches the condition, otherwise false. 66. What is the allmatch method in Java streams? The allmatch method is a terminal operation that checks whether all elements in the stream satisfy the given predicate. It returns true if all elements match the condition, otherwise false. 67. How does the nonmatch method work in Java streams? The nonmatch method is a terminal operation that checks whether no elements in the stream satisfy the given predicate. It returns true if no elements match the condition, otherwise false. 68. What is the forEachOrdered method in Java streams? The forEachOrdered method is a terminal operation that performs an action for each element in the stream in the encounter order. It is used when you want to preserve the order of elements while processing them in parallel streams. 69. What is the skip method used for in Java streams? The skip method is an intermediate operation that skips the first n elements of the stream and returns a new stream with the remaining elements. 70. How do you use the limit method in Java streams? The limit method is an intermediate operation that returns a new stream containing the first n elements from the original stream. It is useful for restricting the number of elements in a stream. 71. What is the flatmap method in Java streams? The flatmap method is an intermediate operation that transforms each element of the stream into a new stream and then flattens the result into a single stream. 72. What is a predicate in Java functional interfaces? A predicate is a functional interface that represents a Boolean-valued function of one argument. It is typically used to test whether a condition is true or false for an object. 73. How does the distinct method work in Java streams? The distinct method is an intermediate operation that removes duplicate elements from a stream based on the equals method. 74. What is the toArray method used for in Java streams? The toArray method is a terminal operation that converts a stream into an array. You can pass a function that returns an array of the correct type. 75. What is a function in Java functional interfaces? A function is a functional interface that represents a function that takes one argument and produces a result. It is typically used for mapping one type to another. 76. How does the sorted method work in Java streams? The sorted method is an intermediate operation that sorts the elements of a stream in natural order or using a comparator.